Anyone?
How do you guys build on Monday nights?
I think we just got to keep it going. I mean, that's our challenge right now is to keep this consistency going. We all know and can feel, and I think everyone can see we're playing better football as a team, and we've got to keep that going against a very good football team. I know they've had their struggles, but they are, you know, a team that was in the Super Bowl just last year, and a very good team who's very well coached, and it's going to be a tough challenge. But we want to keep this wave going.
How are you feeling?
Feeling great. Feeling really good, and better this week than I did last week, and feel real good.
What are your memories of working with Lovey during those five seasons?
You just knew that one day he'd get his opportunity and be a great head coach. He had his linebackers always just prepared unbelievably, and just a bright football mind, a great guy, you know, and good friend of mine who I have a lot of respect for.
The Broncos haven't been to Soldier Field in a long time, but you played there.
Yeah.
How tough is it to play there, and what's the atmosphere like?
It's a great atmosphere. You know, it feels like one of those places where football should be played. I haven't been back there since they've redone the stadium. You know, it's a tough place to play, but it's also a lot of fun. It's like going to Green Bay. It just feels like a place, you know, a lot of history there, great players, Gale Sears and Dick Butkus. And, you know, my family's all from Chicago, and so I kind of grew up hearing stories about that, watching films of Butkus and whatnot. And so, you know, it's fun.
How about you? And you saw Nate Webster get a little powder on him?
Oh, that's just been the little prank that's been going back and forth. And you know, we had a great work day. We really did. I was proud of the team, the way they kept their focus. Sometimes you test the maturity of the team on days like this to see if you can handle some schedule change and still go out and have a crisp practice. I thought we really did today, so it was good.
Did your heart go out to maybe a little with Trees after retire?
Yeah, you know, you know, I think like everyone, you just salute him on a wonderful career. He's a class guy who played at a high level for a long time in this league. And, you know, he made a valiant effort at coming back, and I think he's making a good decision because obviously he got some information or felt something that wasn't good, and he made a decision, and I'm happy for him that he made that decision, and tremendous career.
They play with some outstanding pass rushers over the years. Where does Elvis stack up in comparison to those guys?
You know, Elvis, he's just got a knack. And I said it many times. That's a position where you don't look at size. You just look at production. And since high school, guy's been producing, and he's been big for us. And you got to keep it going. But he can do some great things in this league. He already is. And I think he's a guy who will keep that going over the long haul.
You think, what's he doing like the other linemen as well? Because he's drawing doubles and triples sometimes.
Oftentimes it takes just one guy just to kind of be dominant there, and it makes the rest of the line better. And that's what great players do. They make everyone around them better. And Elvis is starting to do that.
Rex Grossman has had such a role.
A couple more guys.
What's your take on him and what makes him potentially dangerous?
Yeah. Well, you know, talking with the Chicago media, and they're looking for everything wrong. He did take his team to the Super Bowl last year, and that's, you know, I know early this year he made some mistakes, but we watched the Seattle game last week, and he played tremendous. He's a guy who can get very hot and has some physical traits that, you know, are tough to teach. He's got a big arm, likes taking the ball downfield, and throws the deep ball well. He throws a lot of routes well, and so we've got to disrupt him, you know, it's going to be a good challenge for us.
It's tough to play a guy like that. You just never know what you're going to get with him.
You just got to expect their best. And you know, the film we've studied has been pretty darn good. So I don't think you listen to everybody else, what they think of him. You watch the film and see what you see. And we've seen a pretty good quarterback.
Thanks, Joe.
All right. Thank you.